And part of the problem I have is that we've spent too much time in the last few days pointing fingers and casting blame and not taking true responsibility. But you know, the school board, I think, has taken the audit report when it got it on Thursday. And we got it on Friday. But they've taken that report, and they've made it a priority to get it fixed. That's their job. And furthermore, it's the job of the superintendent and the others who are there to make sure that those recommendations are in fact implemented. What I find again troubling is that those recommendations are basic. They are fundamental. They are elementary in any kind of financial accounting. I know that when I worked over there, a lot of the controls were in place. I mean, I used to, in order to get $100 transferred from one budget to another, from one account to another, I used to have to get two signatures and then send it down. I don't know what's happened in the meantime, but that's over a $100 transfer, and I know the requirements that the board enacted regarding account transfers. But it's up to the staff to, if they establish the policy, it's up to the staff to bring it to them, and I don't think that was happening. And that's because, and that is a staff function, that's an administrative function. And that's where the school board has been ill-served, at least in my opinion.